Our story begins on Floria, a lush garden world where the oceans and lands are brimming with life. However, legend tells this was not always so, for long has it been held that this world was shaped by an ancient god perfecting the art of world creation before leaving it in the care of the primordials and setting off into the cosmos to found other worlds. It is said that eons passed until these primordials, elemental beings of immense power, negotiated an alliance with migrant gods fleeing a far-off world plagued by a history of war and violence. These gods came seeking a new beginning for the life they once oversaw, to be given a second chance using a massive device of divine construction called the Vault of Hope. In return for joining in this endeavor, the primordials were given assurance of equal control, becoming gods themselves and assuming aspects suited to their nature, bolstered by followers to come as the world was filled with life. For roughly 4,000 years, in a time known as the Verdant Breath, the migrant gods saw their great work come to fruition, as the curses and racial feuds of their old world held no sway here, ushering in a time of great expansion, all flowing out from the first city, Corathelia, known as the Cradle of Hope. As the millennia passed, a rift grew between the gods, as those that assumed dominion over the darker aspects grew impatient and jealous, their power growing slowly, with followers less common in times of prosperity. It was the primordial Kadarsis, goddess of darkness, that set in motion the series of events that would end this age of peace. In a jealous rage, she pressed against the veil between planes, finding a place of shadow previously unknown to the gods of Floria. It was here she first made contact with fiends that used this plane for travel and their dealings between the denizens of the lower planes. And it was here that those denizens first learned about a world not yet known to them, a world unsuspecting and soft. After reaching a deal with the fiends, trading access for power, Kadarsis opened the first rift for the devils, who began a silent campaign of evil influence. The god Brannik discovered his lover's deceit and then a rage cast her from the upper plane, sending her crashing through the material on the way to the lower. This act saw the gods divide, a third fleeing to the lower planes where they could nurture their power. The mercenary fiends Kadarsis first encountered spread word of Floria to the demons as well, and decades of deception and corruption eventually led to a coordinated event across Floria, in which the demon worshippers stepped from the shadows and opened portals, allowing hordes of fiends to pour through and begin ravaging the lush world. The devils, enemies eternal to the demons, used their own followers to open portals as well, not wanting the world they had been cultivating for their own nefarious purposes to fall before they looted its spoils. This came to be known as the Shattering, for the world of relative peace was cast into global war. The first years of the war saw massive swaths of life destroyed and heroes forged, but it also saw great treachery, none as profound as the betrayal of most chromatic dragons having been whispered to by the devils, feeding their natural greed and turning that into a play for power. And so began the Shatterblight Wars, three powerful and separate forces bent on killing, subjugating, or enslaving the world's inhabitants. After nearly two decades of minor victories, the eldest dragon in ancient gold named Kirazeltrios penned a document in his own blood, outlining a pact between the uncorrupted dragons, the mortal races, and the Seelie Fae court that long since had a vested interest in Floria. This burning pact magically bound the factions together, united under the leadership of the Burning Council, and ushered in a new age. Coordinated armies consisting of all the pact races began claiming larger victories, while the studies of the Arcanoctrum had finally revealed ways of sealing the rifts to the lower planes. For nearly a century more, the wars raged on, as the Florians fought to rid the Blight of the Fiends, and though they eventually did, the Fiends now knew of their world. The Burning Council charged the heroes of the wars, bestowing the title Ember on each, to seek out and destroy the remaining fiends and dragons not yet defeated, hidden away and biding their time in dark holes. Over 1,600 years have passed since the wars ended. Much of the damage to the world has been healed and the embers have continued their charge, the taint of evil that touched Floria never leaving. Throughout all that time of reconstruction and hope, whispers of a second shattering have persisted, always lurking in the shadow, always a threat.